This week, a new opera based on the popular but controversial Lars von Trier film Breaking the Waves is having its world premiere at Opera Philadelphia, and the subject matter would seem to be good for the operatic treatment: sex, religion, and transgression. Jeff London tells us more.
Breaking the Waves is set on a remote island in Scotland, where a deeply religious young woman named Bess marries a Nordic oil worker named Jan.
His name is Jan.
But circumstances conspire to take their romance and her sexual awakening to dark, dark places. Composer Missy Mazzoli says she was drawn to the material because of its big ideas.
It's about the nature of goodness, the nature of loyalty, the nature of faith, and what happens when all these things sort of contradict each other or get in the way. What do you do in that impossible situation to still be a good person?
When Jan is injured in an accident on a North Sea oil rig and becomes paralyzed, he suggests that Bess have sex with other men and report back on her experiences. Von Trier's film polarized audiences and critics when it was released in 1996. Some called it misogynistic. James Darra, who directs the opera, likes the film, but he still had one basic question for the creators.
Why turn this into an opera? Why do it when the film has such an effect on people and is incredibly potent and full of really amazing performances that are maximizing the potential of what I think good film can stir up and open dialogues about and also tell stories?
The idea came from librettist Royce Vavrick, who's been a fan of the film since he was 14. He thinks the unorthodox storyline is rooted in the character's essential goodness.
Jan sets her on this journey because he wants to set her free. He doesn't want to ruin her. He believes that it's the only thing that he can do to go and allow her to live her life. He views it as a gift.
You must love for my sake. You can hardly remember what it's like. What it's like to make love. When I forget, I'll die.
Bess is just this unfiltered creature that seems to have just pure goodness, and all she wants is to take all of the advice, all of the ideas of her community, of her mother, of the doctor, of her husband, and filter that into a good life. It's almost fatalistic.
As the opera goes on, Bess gets shunned by members of her community.
It's fluid in Jan's head, affecting his brain. She's not himself, Bess.
It's up to his eyeball.
Forcing you to sleep with all these men.
Composer Missy Mazzoli says far from being a misogynistic narrative, von Trier's story is illuminating and exaggerating in a very theatrical way a situation that many women find themselves in.
This feeling of being a woman in an impossible situation and feeling like you have no power and no agency and having everyone around you tell you what to do is extremely familiar. It's familiar to me. It's familiar to all the women in my family. So that is also a big part of why I was attracted to the piece, is because I felt that, I wouldn't say it's a feminist piece at all, that's not its preoccupation, but I did feel that there is an element of compassion and understanding of this very particular part of the female experience.
Thank you. Bess's love for Jan is such that he can't see she's probably mentally ill. But librettist Royce Vavrick insists that, in a way, she's a woman in control.
She believes that she has the power to cure her husband. She believes that she was the agent that brought him home. She invests in this idea that she is a very, very powerful agent in this narrative.
And audiences need to stick out breaking the waves to the very end to see how that agency manifests itself. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.